It's Thursday, February 13, 2025.
The value of U.S. real estate could be reduced by $1.4 trillion due to unaccounted for climate risk.
Climate change is reshaping America's real estate markets. Trump administration hiring freeze halts hiring of seasonal firefighters.
Brilliant.
Plus,
he's going to make showers great again.
Here we go again. Trump rolls back water and energy efficiency appliance standards that save you money.
Haven't we been here before?
Yes.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
These are screenshots of contracts that Doge found across our government. I love this one. $57,000 for climate change in Sri Lanka. What is this doing to continue the interests of the American people?
I don't know, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt. Why don't you ask me after sea level rise overtakes the island and their 23 million climate refugees want to move here? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, by the way, that was Carolyn Leavitt responding to a reporter who asked about the fraud that Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Doge are claiming to find. Not just contracts that they don't like.
Doesn't work like that.
Apparently it does now. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, good news and bad in Southern California. Good that delayed seasonal rains have finally arrived and the deadly Los Angeles area fires are out, but the risks of mudslides in burn areas remains, with damage and economic losses from the fires estimated at more than $250 billion. Insurance giant State Farm has petitioned state regulators to approve an emergency rate hike of at least 20% on homeowner policies across the entire state to offset their losses. The rapid increase in costly climate-intensified extreme weather disasters has triggered an insurance crisis, pushing companies like State Farm to reduce or cancel their residential property insurance coverage in California and Texas. Most have already left Florida. A new rapid attribution study concluded that human-caused climate change made the Los Angeles fires 35% more likely and more intense than would have occurred during the pre-industrial era. The study also confirmed that Southern California's fire season, with the most flammable drought conditions, now lasts about a month longer than in the past.
Seems to me like it lasts all year long at this point.
Yep. A disturbing new study warns that the impacts of man-made climate change could bring sweeping changes in U.S. real estate values over the next 30 years. According to nonprofit risk modeler First Street, climate change could wipe out nearly $1.5 trillion in home values over the next 30 years.
$1.5 trillion.
Due to unaccounted for climate risk. The researchers note that Americans are beginning to migrate out of vulnerable areas with soaring insurance costs. They warn that the trend will likely increase as trillions of dollars worth of property becomes uninsurable. That, they warn, could create a downward spiral as people leave and home values decline. In a Senate hearing this week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell noted how climate can destabilize real estate markets.
Both banks and insurance companies are pulling out of areas. You know, if you fast forward 10 or 15 years, there are going to be regions of the country where you can't get a mortgage. There won't, you know, the banks won't have branches and things like that. It certainly will have significant economic consequences.
Oh, now we're supposed to listen to that lefty Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, appointed by, checks notes, Donald Trump.
And it also doesn't bode well that the Trump administration's hiring freeze has halted hiring for wildland firefighting, and those jobs are going unfilled.
Insane.
The freeze comes at a critical time when fire departments across the country would typically be onboarding more than 10,000 seasonal federal firefighters in preparation for wildfires over the spring and summer months, creating a potential shortfall of firefighters before the season gets underway in earnest.
Well, we'll just blame Joe Biden.
And finally, Donald Trump this week ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to roll back energy and water efficiency standards for light bulbs, toilets, showers, and other appliances that actually save Americans money on their household bills. Fox News host Larry Kudlow was ecstatic.
Trump washing machines will get all those stains out that you could never do with Biden's little puny water trickle.
Except Trump picked the wrong agency. The Department of Energy sets appliance efficiency standards, not EPA.
Either way, we're going to party like it's 2016. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias, particularly Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's
2016.